Now we're good?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Going. So we want to chazer today packet 7, which is the topic of Yotzim and Ha'aser. So Rabbi Solomon spent 2 shiurim on this topic. And just for organization purposes, just at the outset, I would like to break this up into 4 different parts. So I want to try to summarize both shiurim together and 4 different parts. Not all the parts are big, but just for organization purposes, as you know. Part 1, the makoros. What is the source for Yotzim and Ha'aser? Yotzim and Ha'aser means that if I have something which is aser, let's say a chaser, a pig, so that which is yotze comes from the pig, like pig's milk, that will be a yotze min ha'aser, and that will be aser zel. How do I know that's true? So we saw on shir 2 makoros, 1 makoros from the Gemara in Bechoros and Daf Vav, which says gomel gomel. When the Torah lists the non-kosher animals, it lists gomel twice. And the Gemara says, what do I need 2 gomels for? So 1 for the task of the actual gomel, and 1 for the chalav. 1 for the yotze, for instance, the chalav's milk. So that's 1 makor, that which is yotze from the treif animal, yotze min ha'aser is aser. And the other makor we saw is from Chul and Daf Samach Dalet, which is also in the parsha of the non-kosher animals, and there's a bird called the yana, as treif. So the Torah says, the bas yana is treif. So what do we need to say that the daughter of the yana is treif? Like, Rabbi Simon said from Meshechter, the daughter of the Yana is also a Yana, right? So that comes to Aser, also the Beit Sasa, meaning that which is, comes from the Yana as well. So those are the second Zeres HaKosef to say that what comes from an Aser animal, Yosim and Aser is Aser. So that, I would say, is part 1. Right? That was Chelek Aleph, the Makoros of Yosim and Aser. Okay. Part 2 is the ninth, yeah.
Isn't it Samach Hay that tells about the Bas Yana, but then Samach Dalet is just about the Rikma, or is that the same?
I could look to see whether it could be Samach Dalet, Samach Hay.
So I'm muscling it with, or maybe you'll get to the Rikma of, does that
okay
tie into Bas Yana also?
No. I mean, it's this topic.
Okay.
We'll get to it in a little bit. I'll try to mention it more. You know, in detail. You know, I was going to kind of just say what comes out of it, but I'll, when we get to it, I'll specify a little bit more. And then we could read the Gemara after. Okay? So that is part 1. Yotze, the Makoros for Yotze Min Ha'aser. Part 2, I would say, of the Yishirim, is the Ma'isa with Reb Chaim. Okay? This is a famous Ma'isa. It's quoted slightly differently in different places, but the point is the same. And that is, there was some chasana or some gathering, and everyone was cooking, and everyone contributes. They all put meat in the pot. They have a big pot of meat on the fire, and cooking away. And then there was some treif meat, cat meat, you know, for the pet. And accidentally, that meat got thrown into the pot, along with all the other kosher meat that was being cooked for the simcha. So now, the maid accidentally threw the treif in. So now, what is the halacha? Well, what are the proportions here? So rov we know we have rov kosher to the treif, but shishim we're not sure about. Safik shishim. Okay, we don't know exactly how much was in there. We don't know how much the piece was. It's just a safik shishim case. Okay? So what is the halacha in this case? Can the people eat from this the meat or not? Can we serve it at the wedding or not? So there are basically 4 or 5 levels to this shaila, to say it briefly. On one hand, let's go through the shlafen. On one hand, you'll say it's meat and meat. Meat and meat is min b'mino. Okay? And we know min b'mino, shishim is only the rabbanon. And we know we have rov. So, since it's a din de rabbanon, and it's a suffix shishim, so we know that suffix shishim by din de rabbanon is lakula. So therefore, we should be mekel, and we should say eat the whole thing. And be mother. Okay, that's what I would think at first. That's step 1. Step 2 is to realize, hey, 1 second, this meat which was thrown in, the meat that you know, the pet food meat, they didn't do melicha on it. They didn't take out the blood. So now the meat that fell in, it's not just meat; it's meat and blood.
How did your client know that? I'm curious.
Well, the assumption is that if they bought it from the the water from the butcher is not kosher meat for the pet, why would anyone go through the tircha of doing malicha on it? You know, for sure not nimlach. So now you don't just have meat, you have blood. So the assumption of the story is that the dam and the meat is min mishein amino. Okay? And now you have min mishein amino, and then that's the suffix shishim of the raisa, because min mishein amino, suffix shishim of the raisa. Just as one, we didn't mention this in Shir, I'm saying as a parenthesis, a footnote, the fact that the blood of the meat and meat is a min mishein amino is not pasha. Okay? That's not pasha. It's a whole discussion.
Is it part of Yotzer
Minisu? Well, no, it could be that's considered min vimino, because the blood of the meat and the meat could be min vimino. Okay, but that is, just put that on the side.
If it is Yotzer Minisu, it is.
It's not even, well, you didn't talk about Yotzer yet. But I'm just saying the fact that it may be min vimino. And our Chasam points that out, but okay, but that was just a footnote. Just for your edification, we didn't mention it here. So okay, stage one is that it's meat and meat, min vimino, so it should be dindirabana, and therefore be makel. But upon further thinking, right, shlav two is, no, it wasn't nimlach, so now you have dam in there, and the assumption here is that the dam and the meat is min v'she'in amino, and now the suffix shishim is going to be a dindiraisa. So now it should be machmir, because it's a suffix deraisa l'chumno. Okay, step three. 1 second, this blood, which we're all concerned about, it's being cooked in the pot. And dam shabishlo, cooked blood, is only drabonon. Okay, so now it's vaiter again at din drabonon. So I should go back to the subject drabonon lakula. But now we have a fourth level, and that is, well, true, the dam shabishlo is drabonon, but this dam is a yotze min ha'aser. This dam comes from a treif animal. So not only is there an iser dam, there's an iser yotze min ha'aser. And even though dam shebishlo is drabonon, but yotze min ha'aser as its own iser is a din deraisa. And therefore, it should be aser, it should be a suffix deraisa, and therefore luchamra. And that's how it should end there. And this is where the fifth shlav comes in, which is kind of like a footnote on four, and that is I, Tosus Himsachim, says that the dam of an animal is not part of the animal, right? It's not, dam is ena b'chal b'hema, ayin shem nesugi there, p'sachim chaf beiz. So therefore, the blood shouldn't be considered to be yos min ha aser. So Rav Chaim here, he had his chaf to say, no, that Tosus was talking about a nevela, and we are talking about a treifa. Now what's the difference between a nevela and a treifa? They're both treif, they're both also to eat. A nevela means that the animal just died without shkita. So therefore you can't eat it. Didn't have a proper shkita. Treifa means that it's wounded, it has some sickness to it, and that's why you can't eat it. Right? Now what's the difference between a nevela and a treifa? Who cares? So the difference is, and this the Na'os Yaakov points out, is a very good svara, because think about it. Yotze min ha'aser means it came from the aser animal. Right? So when something is a treifa, it's alive as a treifa. So therefore, whatever comes from it is coming from the treifa. Right? So if let's say you milk something that is a treifa. So that milk was generated by the treifa, right? But if let's say you milk something which is an nevela, let's say it's a cow that just died without proper shkita, and you manage to, you know, to get some milk, squeeze some milk out of the udder. Well, that milk is not yotze min ha nevela, because when it's dead, it's not producing milk anymore. The koach, The pu'ula that it does, the chiyus of the animal, stops when it dies. So it can't be producing milk anymore when it's dead. Right? So obviously, the milk of, let's say, a nevela is not milk of, it's milk that was generated when it was alive, because that's when the chiyus of the animal is producing milk. It can't have been produced when it was, after it became a nevela, because after it became a nevela, it's not producing milk anymore, it's dead. Yeah?
Just to clarify, so nevela is kosher animals diet thing. We're not dealing with like a treifa animal.
Right, a nevela here we're talking about, let's say I have two cows. One cow is a healthy cow, it died without the proper shkita. Right? Okay, so it's a nevela. I have another cow which was clawed by a lion. Okay, so it's hobbling along. And that's a trefa. Even if you sheft it, it's going to be trefa.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a healthy animal.
Once it dies, we're not talking about that.
So let's say the cow that was clawed by a lion, right? So if you take milk from it, that's going to be yotzei min ha'aser. It's coming from the trefa, right? But let's say the healthy cow that just died, just dropped dead. And now you squeeze some milk out of the udder. That milk was produced when?
When
it was alive, when it wasn't a trefa, when it wasn't a nevela. The nevela status happens when it dies. That's when it's a nevela. Okay, but every milk you get from an animal, from a cow, we have exeris akasa, that we allow milk. We'll get to that later. So it's no different than any time you milk a cow. This milk was generated when the cow was alive.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a big difference between a nevela and a trefa. So Rav Chaim says that Tosos, which says that the yotze, the dam, is not bechlal, the animal, that's talking about a nevela. Because, of course, anything that comes from the nevela only happened before it was a nevela. We, in our case, we're talking about a trefa. So therefore, it does have an iser yotze come from it. So according to Rav Chaim, there will be an iser yotze from a trefa, but not an iser yotze from a nevela. That's maskana of Rav Chaim. Okay? So those are the different shlavim of that case of Rav Chaim. Okay, are we good at that? Every havamina maskana? And then Rav Chaim's chiddush at the end, chilak between nevela and trefa, that there will be yotze from a iser yotze minha, also from a trefa, but not from a nevela. Okay? Now this chiddush of Rav Chaim, does everyone agree or everyone disagree? Or, you know, how does it split up? So, we had some people who agreed, like we just said before, the Na'os Yaakov agrees with Rav Chaim, and he thinks that the Svara that we just mentioned is a how could he disprove such a good Svara? Okay? Okay, that notwithstanding, that the Na'os Yaakov sides with Rav Chaim, and he has this Gevaldige Hesber, there are those who disagree with Rav Chaim. So who are some of those that disagree with Rav Chaim? So, well,
do they disagree on the Pashim Shabbat Gemara or his Chiddush?
They disagree with the Chiddush between Nevela and Trefa. Okay? That Tosfos Dafka meant by Nevela and not by Trefa. So who disagrees with that? So we quoted three Makoros and Shir. One was the Bach, / Beis Yosef, but the Bach, who argues and says there will still be an Iser Nevela, an Iser Yotze by Nevela. His case is talking about your Mavash, it's an Iser between Vashal Basar B'Cholav together. It's an Iser Dereis, I can't do that. But if the Cholav is Cholav of a Mesa, of a dead animal, that's not also Dereis. When we get to Hilchos Basar B'Cholav, we'll learn more about that in detail, but that's the halach, okay? So if someone cooks meat in a Cholav Mesa, Cholav that you, let's say, presumably squeezed out of the udder of a dead cow, okay? So that's not, you're not going to get Malchus on that for Basar B'Cholav, but the way the Bach and the Beis Yosef learned, but you will get Malchus on that for the Cholav, for the Cholav Mesa. For the Cholav, because that has its own Isser. That is an Isser of Yotze.
Can you repeat that?
The Bach and the Beis Yosef, so they disagree with Reb Chaim in the respect that they hold that there still is an Isser Yotze by Nevela. The case that they're talking about is someone cooks Basar in Cholav Mesa, meaning you, let's say, again, without getting into the Pratim of Cholav Mesa, but let's say you squeeze milk out of an udder of a dead cow, and you cook meat in that. So the Rambam says, you're not lokem Mishum Basar B'Cholav. But the implication which the Bach and the Beis Yosef have learned is that Mishum Basar B'Cholav, you're not lokem, but you will be lokem Mishum Cholav Mesa. Why? Because that's Yotzei Min Ha'aser. That's Cholav that came from a Nevela. So you see that they are learning that even though it's a Nevela, there's still an Iser Yotzei, there's still Malchus for the Yotzei Min Ha'Nevela. Against Rav Chaim said there's only an Iser Yotzei from a Trefa, not from a Nevela. So here, the Bach and the Beis Yosef are being Medayik in the Rambam. Their diak is that there still is Malchus, there still is an Iser Yotze on, or let's just say there still is an Iser on the Yotze Min Ha Nevela. Okay?
Can you just stop passing the Shavara?
About what?
About the non-point Nevela.
Why, we're in Shulchanot today. Okay, well, it's a deal. I mean, they're being medayik in a base of, they're being medayik. So, the Rokhaim doesn't like that deal. That Bach. He doesn't like that, Shekhar Tavach, who holds that you'll get Malchus. The implication of the Rambam is that you'll get up. You will get Malchus for... So, doesn't like that deal. Maybe there are other reasons to not like that deal.
So, Malchus says that you wouldn't get Malchus because it's a treifa?
He's talking about a nevela there.
Oh, it's a nevela.
Reb Chaim is the one who makes the difference between a nevela and a trefa. He says there is yotze from a is an yotze from a trefa, not a nevela. And the reason we explain, because there's no such thing as a yotze and a nevela. Once it's a nevela, there's no more yotze because it was created mechaim. Now, right, a trefa, it could be alive. You could have the chias of the animal and still be a trefa. But even though that's a great svara, as Nosi Yaakov points out, and he likes Reb Chaim's, he has the same halacha as Reb Chaim, chavos nevela and trefa, but we're just pointing out people who disagree. Mm-hmm. So the Bach disagrees, he holds that there is, interesting, I don't know if he pointed out the Beis Yosef says it, but I think he says the same thing as the Bach, that that there still will be an Isser Yotze by a nevela, like the challah from a mesa. The Prima Godim also holds that there's an Isser Yotze by a nevela, and likewise the Achiezer of Chaim Moser likewise holds that. So you have the Bach, the Prima Godim, and the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Moser, who is the Baal HaAchiezer, they all don't hold of this chiluk of Reb Chaim. They hold that there is an Isser Yotze by a nevela, just like a trefa.
What's their svara?
Okay. Right, I don't know if they exactly, right, you think, but you know, it's Yaakov's svara, it's like, you know, it's like, great, like, how could you argue with it, but I guess they hold that. Still, it's all b'chlal the Isser somehow of the nevela. Also, there's a nevela, though everything that comes from it, even after, once it's dead, so it has to shame the veil, and anything that comes from it, even though it was created in Mikodem, has the Isser nevela on it. I guess that's what they would say. You know, so even though, you're right, it was created when it was alive, but now, once this animal's in nevela, now it's the Yotze min nevela. I guess. You know, it doesn't matter when it was created, it depends, now it's when you extract it, I guess. So that Ma'aseh of Reb Chaim, that took like the whole shiur, right, one time. So that's, I would call that like part two, like Roman numeral two of this topic, okay? Fine. Now, third part, Roman numeral three of this, of the shiur man yotze, I would say are three specific,
so,
yeah?
What do we call Ma'aseh? Is
yotze? Right, so we have a machlokas here in the Achron. There's no basketball that said we're going to pass on like the Prima Godim and that was the Yaakov. I'm saying, but obviously, if you have these big people, you know, the Bach Prima Godim and Achiezer, you know, you're going to, you know, for Makel, that's something, but, you know, you have to see, no, there's no like Kachra. Okay. So I would say the Roman numeral three on this are three Pratidim regarding the Isser Yotze. So within this, if you're mapping this out, to Roman numeral 3, I would say there's going to be three parts to this section. Okay? Number one. Okay? What Isurim do we say the Isser Yotze applies to? Meaning, what Isser could create an Isser Yotze? Is everything that's also, no matter what the Isser, is that can generate an Isser Yotze for what comes out of it? Or not. So that was a little vague. But we'll see the answer and then you'll understand. Okay. So the Rambam says in Machalos Asuras, in the Perek Beis, I think Halacha Gimel. So he says that cannibalism, eating people, Achilas Adam, right? What's the Isser to eat other people? So he says that's an Isser essay. Why? Because the Torah says, Zos Achaya Asher Tochlu. You should eat these animals. These are the animals that you should eat. And it lists all the kosher animals. So that means it's usher to eat things, which other creatures, which are not those animals. So people are not in that list of kosher animals. So therefore, it's an iser essay. It's not a lav. There's no lav that says it's lav. Don't eat people. But you're violating the essays. And iser, generally, an essay is you do something. But once in a while, you have an iser essay. This is an iser essay. The essay says only eat these animals. Implication is don't eat other animals. So it's an Isser essay to eat people. Okay? Cannibalism is an Isser Esed. And on that halacha, the Magen Mishnah says that when it comes to the Isser Yotzei min Ha'aser, the Isser Yotzei min Ha'aser only applies to Isurei Lavin. Only if something is a lav, a losaseh, then what comes out of that will be Aser. So it's Aser to eat a pig. That's a losaseh. Therefore, the milk that comes from the pig will be a Yotzei min Ha'aser. Okay? But if something is only an Isser Esei, what comes from that Isser Esei is not Aser. There's no din Yotzei. And that is why, he says, it is a mutter for people to nurse babies. Because people, you can't eat people. So the milk that a newborn, right, that a mother wants to feed her newborn baby, shouldn't that be a Yotzei min Ha'aser? Because you can't eat her, right? So how could you drink her milk? Right? And here, your mamash, you're feeding it to the baby. How could you do that? The answer is the Magen Mishnah, because what's the Isser of eating people? An Isser Esei. And there's no din Yotzei min Ha'aser from an Isser Esei. That's why there's no Isser to nurse babies.
I just have like a hashkafic issue with that.
Yeah, okay.
If Hashem put into the Bria that this is how babies are going,
okay.
So why do we have to come up with a svara? Why is mutter? Like, this is how Hashem created
it. Right. But it's got to work into the... So we're explaining the halakhic, underpinnings of why that works. So maybe that's why Hashem only made people be an Isser Esed, and not a lot.
But the
halacha and hashkafa got to work together.
But the fact that it's an Isser Esed that
we're... And therefore there's no Isser Yotzei.
Right, it's not
here. Okay, I hear what you're saying, but maybe Hashem accommodated that with the halacha of making it only an Isser Esed. Why didn't Hashem make eating people alive? Because that's the Magen Mishnah. So therefore, the Isser, according to the Magen Mishnah, the Isser Yotzei only applies to Isser Lavin, not to Isser Esei. Okay, that was part one of this section. Part two. Now that we have just said, what is an Isser Yotzei, right? An Isser Yotzei is only from a lav. Good, okay. Now, what is the nature of that Yotzei, that Isser, that milk from the Chazer? What is the Isser of eating that? Okay? So here we have a machlok from the Rambam Tosfos. So this is the Tosfos we were talking about before on Chulin and Samach Dalet.
It's not Isser Yotzei.
What? But what is the Isser Yotzei? What? Where is that an essay? Is that a lav? Is that a... What chiyuv? What level chiyuv is consuming an Isser Yotzei? So this is a Tosfos which we referenced before in Chulin and Samach Dalet. Yeah, Tosfos says... And the Isser Yotzei is the same Isser as what it came from. So the Isser of pig milk is just like eating pig, right? You'll get malchus on pig milk the same way you'll get malchus on pig. It's the same Isser. And once you mentioned it, we'll just mention it for a second. Tosfos says, what do we need an exeris hakosef to say that if rikma, if the sheretz, which is being formed in the egg, right, it's going to hatch and baby sheretz is going to be born, right? So if someone eats that egg with the sheretz inside and the sheretz is fully formed, he'll get malchus for that. So Tosfos says, what do I need a gzeres hakosef to tell me that? Tosfos questions. It should be aser. It's yotzei min ha'aser. The egg of the sheretz came from a sheretz, right? Came from mommy sheretz. So even if it's not rikma. It should be yotzei min ha'aser. It should be aser. And get malchus. So why do I need a gzeres hakosev to say I got malchus? So what do you see Tosfos? So you see from that Tosfos holds, by his question, by his whole problem, you see that he holds that there's an iser malchus on yotzei, because that's why Tosfos has a problem. His assumption is that it's the same iser, so then what do I need a gzeres hakosev for? If there'd be any difference in level of Isser, then that would be the reason for Gzeres HaKosev, right? So you see that Tosfos holds that the Isser Yotzei is just a continuation of the Isser that it comes from. Okay?
Clearly Tosfos
is a belief. What? That's Tosfos.
Clearly there's an answer on that.
Okay, but it's not... Terence is not, therefore there's no Malchus. So... The Rambam, Machlos Asuros, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, says that if someone eats an yotze, you know, also there's no malchus. It's like chatzis shir. It's also deraisa, but no malchus. Okay? That is Shittas HaRambam. Okay, not to talk about now, but as a footnote, so how would the Bach and the Beis Yosef answer this? If they hold on the previous thing, on the previous issue, remember that they hold that there's an Isser, that there's a Chiyuv Malchus on Kol of Nevela, how does that fit with this Rambam? The Rambam here says, Beferish, that there's no Isser Malchus, there's no Chiyuv Malchus on Yotze. Okay, not for now. Okay, so, but that could be one reason not to solve the Bach, I imagine. Okay, but if you didn't get that, we'll discuss it after. Okay, but Shittas HaRambam is that there's no Malchus on Yotze. Yotze, it's a new Isser. So if someone drinks the milk of a pig, so that he violated an Issa deraisa, but there's no Chiyuv Malchus on it. It's like Chatz Yashir, he says. Okay? So those are two different questions. One was, what Isser could create Yotze, right, in Isser Lav? Once I have that Isser Lav that created the Yotze, what is the Isser of the Yotze itself? Okay? Just be clear, those are two different questions. Right, so I could hold that a lav could only create yotze, but the iser yotze is only, in you know, doesn't have malchus. It's only like chatz yashir. Okay. Third question, the third of this part here, the last one is that if you hold like the Rambam, okay, that tam ke'ikr, if you hold like the Rambam that it's only in, there's no malchus on yotze because it's like a chatz yashir. Would we apply the din of tam ke'ikar or not? Okay, if that yotze falls into a tarobes and gives tam, what is the halacha? So the note of Yehuda has a chiddush. Note of Yehuda's chiddush is that this is in Shuvas, I think Sam of Vav. He says that tam ke'ikar. Right, this tam ke'ikr is only by an isra lav sheyesh bo malchus. Malchus. An isra lav that carries with it the penalty of malchus. Only such an isser will have a problem of tam ke'ikr. Because he says that the makor of tam ke'ikr is from isurim that have malchus, like mishras. Like a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. That's a lav. He can't do that. And like we learned tam ke'ikr from there, so it has to be similar to that iser. So only an iser which carries with it malchus will be, if it falls into a tarobus, to have a problem with tam ke'ikr deraisa. Okay? Whoa, that's a big finish. Okay? So basically, what the Note of Yehuda is saying is that it's going to be a machlokas if pig milk falls into other milk, right? Or if pig milk falls into something and it's no same time, pig milk falls into tarobas of whatever, I don't care, peas, carrots, meat, anything, right? So, and the question of it is, it, do I have to care about that time, right? So, since pig milk is yotze min ha'aser, so Tosa says it's a lav, right? Sheish b'malchus, right? So therefore, I would have a problem with tam ke'ikr. But according to the Rambam, who holds that the isr of tam ke'ikr, the isr of yotze, rather, the isr of yotze does not carry malchus. It's like a chatz yashir. There'd be no isr tam on a deraisa level of this pig milk in the peas, carrots, or meat, or whatever. Because tam ke'ikr is only by when the isr that I'm dealing with is Isser Sheish B'Malchus.
Is that only if it's like substitution, or even what? if it's over Shishim?
Well, no, let's say I don't have Shishim. So on a Deraisa level, there's Tam of pig milk here. I'm talking about Deraisa level, right? So on a Deraisa level, that'd be Mutter according to the Rambam. Because even if you taste it. Because it's only being no same Tam. And on a Deraisa level, right, according to the Rambam, right, says the Note of Yehuda, according to the Rambam, there's no din of tam ke'ikr by yotze, because yotze doesn't have malchus. And the only iser of tam ke'ikr, says the Note of Yehuda, is only by an iser, which is like mishras, like nazir, which has malchus with it. So therefore, the Rosh Yeshiva wants to be machalik between his case was talking about how many seals do you need on it. So let's say a guy is carrying, let's say it was schnapps, chash of chametz, right? So then you would need two chosamos, two seals. But if it's milk, right, then you only need one chosam because it's a din derabanan. Because maybe it's no same tam. Because the assumption he has is that maybe treif milk doesn't taste the same as kosher milk, and it'd be an issue of like min v'shein amino, no same tam. And therefore, how many chosamos do we need to show that the guy didn't tamper with it and pour it in? So he says, by milk, you only need one chosam, because it's not a daraisa level, it's only the rabbanon. Because I is no same tam, but according to the Rambam, I don't care about that tam, because it's the Yisr Yotze doesn't have malchus, and there's no din tam ke'ikr if it doesn't have malchus.
So
you need one, because it's the rabbanon and sasser, right?
So,
but
you know that Yehuda is limiting himself to Rambam.
Right, right, right. I mean, he's saying according to the Rambam, he's assuming like the Rambam, and the, now, just as a, you know, to put things in perspective here, just realize that this chiddush of the Noda de Yehuda is not like Reb Chaim. Go back to our Reb Chaim story just for a second, right? I don't think we explicated this in Shir, but I discussed with Rabbi Solomon, and he was masking. This Noda de Yehuda is not like Reb Chaim, because what was Reb Chaim's problem? Reb Chaim says that the dam in the meat has an Isra Yotze to it, right? It's an Isra Yotze. And therefore, and I don't know if I have shishim, so maybe it's going to be no same tam. And Isra Yotze is a deraisa, so I have to be machmir. It's a suffix deraisa lachumra. Because since I don't know if I have shishim, even though dam shabishlo is the rabbanon, but Isra Yotze is deraisa. And I have a chash on the Yotze being no same tam into the rest of my meat, and therefore it's a suffix deraisa lachumra. According to Noda Yehuda, Bidas HaRambam, it's nothing. It's not a deraisa. It's only a derabanan. Because there's no din of tam ke'ikr by Yotze. Because according to the Rambam, Yotze doesn't have malchus to it. It's like chas yishir. So therefore, it would vayter only be a din derabanan. And since safik shishim, it would be safik derabanan l'kula. So I'm just showing that it happens to be that this, for we showed before different people who argue with Reb Chaim on the chilek between Nevela and Treifa. This Noda of Yehuda would disagree with Reb Chaim, not about Nevela and Treifa, but about the whole din of Yotze.
Reb Chaim holds his Tosfos.
Right? Or Reb Chaim doesn't hold like this Kiddush to Noda of Yehuda.
Yeah.
To say, oh, since we learned from Mishras, therefore the whole din of Yotze is only limited to something which has malchus. Okay, so that's the third part. Again, just the issues we just dealt with, the three. One was what Isurim can generate Yotze. Okay, that was one. Two is once Yotze is created, what is the Isur of Yotze? And second of all, if that Yotze falls into a Tarobus, is there a problem of Tam Kicker on that? Right, those are the three, the three issues we dealt with in, I would call the third section. And then the last section, it's just a small couple of horrors, and that's by milk. Milk and eggs. And the Chasam Sofer in Chuvis, he has a chiddush. He wants to say that really. What?
Milk and eggs.
Okay. So he wants to say that you know, Lachora, all milk, all eggs. Lachora, they should all be Aser, should be Yotzim and Aser. Right?
Unlike Rambam.
Well, that's just one second. But we have Lachora, you'd think, in a vacuum, that, listen, the animal's alive. Like I was saying before, it's alive. It should be like, you know, you can't eat it. It's a chai. It's not shechted. So on that, we have a Gemara. The Gemara in Bachora has a Gzeres HaKosov. You have Gzeres HaKosov that are matir, milk, and matir eggs. That's a Gzeres HaKosov. Okay, those things that are. One of the Makoros was, right, Eretz Vas Chalav Advash. Right? The Torah wouldn't be Meshaveach Eretz Yisrael for Treif. So by the fact that the Torah is Meshaveach Eretz Yisrael for its milk, that's one raya that we see that milk is an exception to the rule and milk is kosher. Right? We have Charis Yechal. The Gemara brings a couple of psukim to show that these are exceptions to the rule. Right? Like that, you like this, right? I mean, these are exceptions. The Torah, Hashem gave milk, so it's an exception. Right? It doesn't fit into the regular rules. So, but the Chasam Sofer says that those are Gzeres HaKosav exceptions. But the Goyim don't have those. Those Gzeres HaKosav are for Yidden, not for Goyim. So the Goyim should still be bound by the Isser of Yosei Min HaEver Min HaChai. Goyim can't have Eiver Min HaChai. So he says, now maybe all Goyim should be asked to drink milk and eat eggs, because that's Eiver Min HaChai. Yosei Min HaEver Min HaChai. So only Jews should be allowed to eat milk, cheese, and eggs, right? So that's a big finish, right? So the Minchas Chinuch is Matarits this. And he says, take a step back. The whole Isser is Isser Yotzei, right? So who says Goyim even have the Isser Yotzei? I mean, the whole Isser that you're saying, oh, there's an Isser Yotzei Goyim have, they don't have the Mixeres Kosov to be Matarit. No, who says they even have the Isser to start with? They have an Isser of Eiver Min HaChai. Yotzei Min HaEiver Min HaChai, Mehechi Teisei, they have that Isser. Maybe that whole Isser is for Jews. So the Jews who have that Isser have a Gzeres HaKosav dispensation for certain things like milk and eggs. But the Goyim never have the Isser. They don't need the dispensation, they don't have the Isser. They only have an Isser of Eiver Min HaChai. They don't have an Isser of Yotzei Min HaEiver Min HaChai. There's no Isser for them b'chal. The Plesi says the same teretz, and he says, and that's why, this week's parasha, that's why Avraham Avinu was allowed to give the Malachim, you know, milk and butter, right? Because to Avraham Avinu, those were Goyim, right? Eiver Min HaChai, right? They're all B'nai Noach, right? So Isser Min HaEiver Min HaChai, how's Avraham Avinu allowed to give them Yotzei Min HaEiver Min HaChai? How's that I give them Chamon and Cholov? Right? Teretz is, it's because they don't have the Isser Yotzei. So they don't have the, forget the Gzeres HaKosav Matzah, they don't need that. They don't have the Isser to start with. They're Goyim. So that's why Avraham Avinu is allowed to give them a Chamon and Cholov. Okay, Mr. Katan? Mr. Katan, how do you stop this then? Yotzei Min HaEiver Min HaChai.
But it's not, the cow is not an
animal. But you can't eat the cow.
The cow,
so this is the equivalent.
But if you're a kosher animal,